Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I just was watching, I think I'm going to throw up. I'm watching a bunch of videos of these stripper types that are unreal, that are being with your kids in schools in the morning. And you've got some of these people from the LGBTQ community saying that we are being hateful and violent with our online rhetoric towards these people. No. There is no reason. There's no educational reason. There's only immoral reasons. I don't care what group you belong to. Straight, gay, lesbian, whatever it is. For you to have some grown man, a grown woman, shaking her boobies in front of some kid's face, shaking her butt in front of some kid's face. There's absolutely no value for that except that you want to corrupt. What you're doing is you're taking pot shots at the basic moralities of civilization. That's what you're doing. There's no reason for it. Do you really hate the kid? You really hate us that much that you're willing to throw the kids under the bus to get what you want? And you parents, I saw some of these videos. I can see your faces. You were not happy with it. Why didn't you leave? Why didn't you protect your children, grab your child, and walk out of the room? Why didn't you leave? Because you're cowards. You were afraid they're going to call you a name. And you know, they talk about taking kids away from parents who won't affirm their gender change. I think you ought to take kids away from parents who allow them to do this at 3 or 4 or 5 years old. Are you for real? This is craziness. No, really. Because you want to be politically correct. You don't want anybody to feel bad about themselves. Blah, 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 blah. And this is the stuff you do? For real? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. Why? Because you won't open your mouth. You need to open your mouth, put your foot down, make the noise that you need to make to make changes in your school. You know, I've said it about New York, and I've said it about, San Francisco and a few other places. I have to say it now for Los Angeles. Okay? You Republicans that keep telling me, well, I didn't vote for him, or I didn't vote for them, yes, you did. Do you know how I can say you did? Because 32% of Republicans came out to vote, 32, in Los Angeles County. So that means you came out to vote by not voting. There are people that lost school board races by 150 votes. There are school, I mean, school board members that lost votes, lost, will lose races by 10, 12, 15 votes. Where were you? You telling me you couldn't round up five of your friends and go vote for this person? Is that what you're saying? I mean, this is nuts. Seriously. I mean, I don't get how you can complain about the outcome in the city, about the outcome in some of these places, when you actually do not get off your butt and make sure that people show up to the polls. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, Eric Helby's going to join me. We're going to talk about your finances. You know, what's going on with your money? What may go on with your money? Will you have any money for something to go on with? I mean, seriously. We kind of laugh and joke about it and giggle, but seriously? All right, here's your question, your Thanksgiving Day question. Which two NFL teams play every year on Thanksgiving? I couldn't get this if you put a gun to my head. Right? Dallas Cowboys or Kansas City Chiefs? B. Dallas Cowboys or the Detroit Lions? C. Green Bay Packers and New York Giants? Or D. Green Bay and Packers and Minnesota Vikings? Question again is, which two NFL teams play every year on Thanksgiving? Every single year. All right? It's either A, Dallas Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs. B, Dallas Cowboys and Detroit Lions. C, Green Bay Packers and New York Giants. Or D, Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings. Look, somebody just brought to my attention, I hadn't even thought about it. If you put one of these people, yeah, you heard me, these people. You took one of these people and you put them in a local park and you had them dancing like that while the kids were in the sandbox playing. The cops would show up and arrest them. Right? Lewd activity in public. The cops would actually show up and arrest these people. But heck, it's done in a school. It's done under the name of education. What's the problem? The problem is it's wrong. Dead wrong. Representative Coburn said that Biden lied to the American people about business dealings with Hunter. No, duh. About time. Isn't it interesting, though, that for 2 years, and this is how Trump has done this, everybody has done this. For 2 years, we've been telling you that this is real. For 2 years, nobody wanted to pay attention. All of a sudden, ABC, CBS, NBC, DEFG, all of them are on board with, wow, Hunter's laptop might be real. Eric Helby joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes. You'll see the Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You don't want to hear your voice on the air. I know I had some of you say to me, and I'm okay with it, I guess. I don't even want to hear my voice on the air. But, you know, you could always go ahead and send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, I keep talking to you guys about money and you know, where we're at with it, what you see going on in the stock market. I'm not the guy for all that information. A lot of you want to know, where do you go? What do you do? Do you buy Bitcoin? Do you not buy Bitcoin? Do you hang out in the cryptocurrency? You saw what just happened. The regulation there isn't where it needs to be. You know, these little holding areas, these facilitators for this money, they don't, there's no regulation, no real regulation on them. And look how quickly that went down. And it's not the big guys that get hurt. This is some of the, for them, some of these people, this is cookie jar money. It's the little investors who took that $10,000 out of the, whatever it was, a CD, whatever they had. They go, wow, my friend just made you double his money in Bitcoin in 1 year, and that's what I want to do. And they take their whole 10 grand and they throw it in there. You know what they got now? They got like $1.10 left in the account. It ain't good. It ain't right. And we need to have some regulation on that. But everything is so uncertain right now as to where the market's going, where your money is going, where do you put your money. You know what? I'm not the guy to talk about this. Let me bring him in. Eric Halloway joins me. He's the founder of TFS Financial Solutions and Insurance Services, financial advisor. I've been working with you for years on your show and taking a lot away from what you've said, and it's good, solid advice.
Well, you know, Joe, what we see is this change, if you will. It's almost like a flipping over of the system. We're starting to see, of course, things like Bitcoin and that entire crypto world brought unto a reckoning. Right? If you can remember Pets.com, well, that doesn't exist anymore. It's notorious as the organization that took a lot of money for not making any money, took investors' money, and went away. And because they did it, quote, legally, it disappeared. I don't know what the difference is between the Bitcoin world. I don't know what the difference is between the you know, the Bernie Madoffs, when a lot of those internet companies disappeared in 2000, and of course, mortgage-backed securities in 2008-9 had their collapse. So I think we're going through that similar transition in the cryptocurrency world. But here's the trade-off. I think this movement, if you will, across the entire economy is happening because of the oil, the energy crisis. I think that turns everything on its head. A good example, Warren Buffett owns most of the U.S. railroads, BNSF, Burlington, Northern, Santa Fe.
Right.
He was really up against the Keystone Pipeline. That was his big deal. Hated it. Pushed President Obama to not approve it. Ultimately, when President Biden came in, he was a big funder of President Biden and pushed him to not fund it. When it looked like it wasn't going to happen, a guy by the name of Bill Gates went up to Canada and purchased the Canadian railroad system. Now the only way to transport energy, oil, and gas across the country efficiently, besides trucks, of course, but it's on rail. Go back about 100-something years ago when a man by the name of Rockefeller colluded with the oil men, you had the railroad men in the Cleveland area, to take energy and to run, if you will, a monopoly.
Yeah.
Is there any difference today when the cost of transporting oil is just gone through the roof?
I mean, it's a Joe Biden word you just used.
Yeah. I feel like it. So I think that's the move. I think it's all an energy move. I think it's their entire goal. If you really wanted to clean energy, you would use nuclear and you would use natural gas.
Period. Oh, nuclear. You can't use nuclear, Arif. We'll blow up the world and there'd be nobody left or survive. And we have to stick with solar panels and the wind farms.
Solar panels to this day have zero recyclability, zero trash component. You want to put that hardcore material where? Where are you going to put that toxic? In our landfills? It's a horrible setup. There's no movement. There are literally fields and fields across the United States, specifically in Southern California, that have wind farms that are all broken. It looks like a junkyard for cars, except it's a junkyard for windmills, because there's no way to recycle that material.
No. No. And you know, I just did a story a couple days ago about how much it actually cost to make one of those. How much
oil and gas
they have to do. Yeah, how much petroleum it
takes. Yes.
The same petroleum they want to stop drilling for. It's our fault. It's a lack of education of these people. And then we encourage them to be ignorant.
And you spent so long in our public discourse and in our education system convincing people that they're a racist. Remember, first it was, you're a racist, And then it was a white supremacist. Remember Larry Elder? A black face of white supremacy. And now you're a Christian nationalist. I don't know if you know that, Joe. Did you know that?
No, I knew about that.
Yeah, that's been growing for a while
that we're now Christian. White Christian nationalists. Do you notice how everything is the fault of the whites?
Well, here's what took place. When the Christian nationalists, because they were white Christian nationalists, but the black and Hispanic community voted in the, quote, red wave, but in a lot of respects, towards the conservatives. When that took place, and they could no longer, right, they got made fun of, the black face of white supremacy. They had to switch it and create something that was this Christian nationalist, because that encompasses Hispanics and certain Asian groups and, of course, the black community, because their goal is to keep people apart, right?
Well, we're a little bit off topic, but I was just doing a story before you came in talking about these drag queens that are coming in, showing, I'm watching the parents in the classroom horrified that their kids are there. I'm saying, first of all, what is wrong with you? Why aren't you grabbing that child and taking them out of the room, number one? Number two is the people in the LGBTQ community that are coming after guys like me and saying we're homophobic and bigots in the whole nine yards if we come against this. And I say, no, listen to what they're doing. They're attacking your moral values. And we have been in a closet for so long, wanting to live peacefully with everybody. And now they're attacking your kids. They're trying to teach your kids that your moral values, their parents' moral values are wrong. And when are you going to step up and protect your kids? That's my question for most parents out there listening. When are you going to decide to grow a spine and actually do something?
The American male has lost its level of courage. And that is what people like you and I and others stand up for.
And that music tells me I'm going to make money in a minute. So we're going to break. We'll be back in a second. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Eric Hallaby after this.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Pictures from a Beyond Meat plant in Pennsylvania show mold on containers, boxes, and walls. Leaked documents also revealed that the company's products were reportedly contaminated with listeria on almost a dozen separate occasions. The company's stock dropped nearly 83% in the past year, and last month, 19% of its workers were laid off. A powerful earthquake struck Indonesia's West Java province Monday, killing at least 250 people. The area struck by the quake is densely populated and vulnerable to landslides. Some buildings have been reduced to rubble. More than 13,000 people are displaced, and the death toll is expected to continue to rise. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Massive, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use your promo code Joe on the way out, and you will save anywhere between 30 and 70% on product. Now, we're talking about things that you need, right? Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers. I don't understand all this stuff. It's almost like what Bed Bath & Beyond Online with American-made products. Mike Lindell has been supporting guys like me for a long time. He allows us to make a few bucks online. You'll save a few bucks. And all this stuff is made, or the majority of the stuff is made here in America. He's got his plants open here, which means he's keeping American citizens working. He's allowing people to stay in their homes. I mean, think about the bigger picture here. Stop feeding the Chinese. They don't like you. They don't care about you. And we don't even know if their product is real. You know, we don't know what's in it or anything like that. So buy stuff here. Use the promo code Joe on the way out, MyPillow.com. And now they've extended the promo code to mystore.com. These are products. This is a really great idea. Mike has decided that there's a lot of us that have our own products that we've invented or made, and he sells them on My Store. So instead of you having to have this big marketing budget and all that, you don't have to have it. Mike will check the product out, or his people check the product out. If they like it, they'll allow you to post it on their store. We make money on that, and you save money on that, too. So whether it's MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, you'll save between 30 and 70%. Christmas is coming. Again, I say, why buy that cheap stuff that the Chinese are sending over here when you can buy American-made product, product made by American hands? You don't have to wait for the ships to come to the port. Right, the trucks are delivering right here, right now. Let me bring them on. Arif Halaby joins me. He's the founder of TFS Financial Solutions and Insurance Services. And again, as I always say, do not take money advice from Joe Messina. You take it from guys.
Well, look, the whole structure of the financial world was thrown on its head when all of a sudden the information that a lot of financial professionals used to pay for, it became free. Called the internet, called your cell phone and the computer. Remember the old dial-up? You would sit there, you'd hit the computer, you dial it up, you go take a shower, come back, and now it's starting to get online. Today, there's information just as fast. There's some danger that goes with that, meaning sometimes people don't know what's real, what isn't, and sometimes we don't know what advice actually pertains to us. So a financial professional is needed. I'm always cautious about the ones that charge fees, certainly large fees. And for lots of reasons, simply because you don't have to.
Well, you know, you and I, we've talked about this before. I joke about it on the show all the time. I've had friends that have made Bitcoin, you know, money with Bitcoin. It was like investing in the pet rock, right? I mean, I couldn't see the real value that it had, who was making money with it, how they were making money with it. And now you've seen what's happened because it's not regulated. There's a lot of issues behind it. This whole issue with FTX. I mean, people, when you don't understand how something flows, when you don't understand how you're protected, don't do it. Unless you've got 10, 15, 20 grand that you can just burn in a barrel in the backyard, go ahead and throw it towards Bitcoin and places like that.
So think of it like this. FTX is an exchange, just like Coinbase and Binance and some others. So it's a place. Think of it as a bank, store.
Isn't it? You put your money in the bank.
So if you took your Bitcoin and you put it into Coinbase, it's still there. There's not an issue. If you took your Bitcoin and you put it into FTX, he said, I'll take it from here. And then they took it, they sold it, they cashed it in, he gave it to his own, if you will, nonprofit, and took it and spent, I think, $300 million. If you saw the square, if you will, or the triangle of how the dollars flowed through FTX, it went from FTX to the Democrat Party, about $40 million just in the last election cycle. $40 million. The Democrat Party passes this legislation that gives money to Ukraine. Well, that's kind of nice. Peel back the cover. Who's the top investor in FTX? The Ukrainians, both the Ukrainian government and the oligarchs. And so early on in the beginning of the war, I have a friend who lives in that region. Early on in the beginning of the war, I said, "Hey, how's it going? What's going on over there?" He said, "Eric, you wouldn't believe it." I go, "What?" He said, "The prices of real estate in Croatia, Montenegro, and all of that region up along this." He said, "The price of real estate has gone through the roof." I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "The wealthy Ukrainians are coming in and buying things with cash. In fact, they're adding 50-60% to the price, and they're buying the entire block." And you said, "Well, my house isn't for sale." You said, "Well, I spent $200,000 on the one next door." He said he was going, he goes, "I will give you $500,000 for your house." So where were the Ukrainian oligarchs getting this money? You go back to the beginning, and you had this triangle, right? So FTX turns around, they give them the money. There's an organization. 95% of it had to be given, if you will, to the Democrat Party. A small amount did go to the Republicans, about, you know, $1 million or $2 million, but $40 million.
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers earlier. It was like between $20 and $30 million went to Republicans, but that's in today's world,
nothing. No, about $2 million, less than $2 million went to the Republicans. About $40 million just in this election cycle. We're not talking about the Biden administration running for office. This is just this election cycle.
You mean Joey B's private nonprofit? Yeah, that one. Yeah, the man. You know, his profit's called the big man. Right?
The big man, yeah, .com. So a client came in today and shared a theory with me, and I have yet to share it on my radio show. Folks, I do a radio show in the Los Angeles area every Sunday from 11 to 1 on AM 870 The Answer. It's a local radio station, KRLA. All right, plug is over. Here's the theory. Ready for this? Who is the big man? Who do you think it is?
Oh, I know who it is. I believe I know who it is. It's Joey B.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. And he said, go through the texts. Go through and pull, because it's public information now, the whole Biden laptop. Look at the emails. Because most of the time, they reference Joe Biden by JB or Joe Biden. When they don't, they reference it called the big man or the big guy.
Okay.
Who's the big guy?
Are you saying it's somebody else?
So his theory was it's President Obama. And I said, well, why would you say that? That's kind of weird. I never heard that. He goes, it's very simple. You just walk through the process and you see when they wanted to notify about or at least discuss talking to Joe Biden, they said JB or Joe Biden or Biden or Joe. And yet there was in the same string of text by the same people, the big guy.
Interesting.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. Ultimately, though, the money's going back to them.
Oh.
And they're using the money to do whatever they want.
Explain to me how Joe Biden is a senator, never making more than $150,000 a year, middle income.
Well, he probably had a good financial advisor like you.
Yeah. Three houses. I want that job. Three houses and $9 million net worth.
But
$9 million.
To the little people. He's, you know, he came up in Delaware, and he understands the plight. I mean, did he have a parent that worked in the coal mines and a parent that worked in the auto factories and a parent
A school bus and was a lifeguard? And it's funny to me, right? I think we should hold President Trump accountable for his lies or mistruths or whatever you want to call it, right? I'm with you on that. But if you're going to do that, why not Joe Biden with his string? In fact, just this week, last week, he was still saying things that were proven by both the left-wing media and other Democrats as dishonest. And he still turns around and shakes hands with a ghost.
Oh, I always enjoyed that, though. I mean, without him and Harris, I wouldn't have much to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
No, man.
But if you think about it, you know, again, think about where this laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop, and, you know, the man had nothing to do with it, right? Didn't know anything about it. Now, you got emails that thanking him for the meeting. Isn't it interesting, though, how God hit CBS, NBC, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, all these news sources with lightning this week and said, you know, there's some truth to this thing, but Joe Biden had nothing to do with any of it. You know,
you're starting to see that wave of accountability, right? Disney is makes its money not in Disneyland in Burbank, California, Anaheim, California, or its studio in Burbank. It makes its money in the state of Florida. Because it doesn't just own Disney World and Epcot and two or three water parks and another Animal Kingdom. It doesn't just own that. It owns commercial property.
Oh, yeah.
Where buildings, restaurants, hotels, it owns a massive amount of land. Isn't it interesting that when you stand up, have courage, imagine that, stand up to the woke crazies that talk about men are women and women are men, and if you want to be called a girl or a gopher, we'll call you whatever you want, right? Isn't it interesting when you stand up to that, oh, surprise, Disney replaces its CEO.
Well,
just yesterday, I don't know if you saw that, Disney's CEO
is
out.
I did. I saw it. There's other things I want to talk to you about, like, let's see, all the big tech companies, right? You heard Amazon getting rid of 10,000 people. You've got Facebook with 11,000. I mean, gee, I wonder why all this is happening. Be back in a few minutes. Show us in your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on Arif Halaby after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. That's how it works. All right. Question I asked you to see what you do about Thanksgiving. Which two NFL teams play every year on Thanksgiving? And A, Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs. B, Dallas Cowboys and Detroit Lions. C, Green Bay Packers and the New York Giants, or D, Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings?
C. It's always C.
It's always C. sorry, you lose. You
man.
Get the...
Four.
D. Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions, B.
B.
Thank you very much. Okay. So the question for the end of the segment... Which classic holiday song was originally meant for Thanksgiving? A, Silent Night. No Googling, by the way.
I'm ambering.
Silent Night. B, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. C, Let It Snow. Or D, Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells.
Oh, my God.
Did I get it right? I did it.
All right. Well, you get what's left over my coffee when we're done. Cool. You can have the cup I just drank out of. And yeah. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. That was Arif Halaby, founder of TFS Financial Solutions and Insurance Services. And listen, we were talking before. I said to you, I personally think they're trying to throw Joe Biden under the bus. They're trying to put enough stuff in front of him where he has to your point, has to say, you know, we've got all these things going on. We have these things happening. It's better for me to step aside than that to bog down legislation and the government with them worried about me.
Well, the greatest gift to the Republican Party is to have Joe Biden run. No question about it. I think not only will Kamala Harris, if he stays and runs, if he gets to that place, in my opinion, he's never going to be reelected. Now, listen, they found a lot of votes. 2,000 mules. Just watch the show. Dinesh D'Souza.
Did you just watch 2,000 Mules?
Well, not just, but I'm saying, you know, if you guys watch the show, you'll get a chance to see how it worked. Here's what I think is going on. I think a couple of things are happening. Joe Biden's wife, you've heard me say this when I filled in for you, when I've talked on shows for at least 2 years now. His wife should be ashamed of herself. How in the daylights do you say you are responsible for the husband, the wife, of somebody, right? You watch each other's back. If my wife comes out of the restroom at a fancy restaurant and her skirt is tucked into her pantyhose, I'm supposed to say something, right? Imagine if I say, oh, I'm just not going to say anything. And we get home and she goes, has this been like this all day, all night? I go, oh, yeah, it has, right? How hard of a month is that going to be? Forget day, forget night. You know, you have parsley in your teeth, your zippers, your fly's open. You're supposed to check each other. And when he walks out and shakes hands with the air, or he starts talking about something and then goes off on corn pop and starts talking about, right? People, and look, Joe, we've talked about this. We just spoke with people. If you're not watching Independent or even the other side, I watch MSNBC so my staff don't have to. I watch MSNBC so my people don't have to. I do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Why do I do it? I do it simply because I want to see what the other side's saying about our side. So I can see, wow, that's a good point. Or they're full of baloney. If you're just the average everyday American, you have to watch conservative media. Otherwise, you're never going to know exactly what's happening. Otherwise, listen, of course it's going to be bent towards a particular way. It's conservative media. Fine. But you are wise enough, people, to get involved. And if you live in a community and you saw, oh, look, just a few more Democrats on the last election. Oh, we have a seat that turned from red to blue. And it's in your community. Let me tell you what you need to do. Number one, you need to never, never let Democrats sit on your school board, your water board, your city council. You cannot. Because they are not normal, quote, Democrats. They are pushed by the progressive agenda. When you're afraid to say, I mean, imagine this. The Democrat Party, the Supreme Court Justice nominee, now Supreme Court Justice, was afraid to say what a woman is. Is she the far left extreme? Or does she now represent the middle of the road? And if she represents the middle of the road, which is as wacky as can be, right, because the middle has shifted, and they're afraid to call a woman, and folks, you're letting those same Democrats that, quote, are in the center, well, that's your center. Your center is, I'm afraid to say that a woman, can only women get pregnant? No, sir. Men can get pregnant, too. Are you kidding me? You can never let a Democrat on your water board, school board, PTA president. You cannot. I'm sorry. It's just not the time.
Don't you find the irony behind this, though, where we don't believe in science? They will point at you and I and say that we're science deniers. The same people that are sitting there and telling you that a man can give birth.
Is that unbelievable? Look, there are something. You guys see them in your school boards. You see them in your school districts. Southern Utah, very conservative. Parts of Colorado, the conservative parts of Colorado. Texas, you guys have something called furries. What are they? They are kids who think that they are animals. Southern Utah right now has a middle school. Conservative Mormon, strong conservative values. Republicans win, wah, wah, wah. where they have to put a litter box inside of the middle school bathroom because there are girls who act like cats. No joke, people. I wish I was joking. Who walk in. How do I know this? Because a very close friend of mine says, Eric, you wouldn't believe what my daughter said yesterday. I go, what? She said she came home and there's a litter box in the girl's bathroom so that this girl doesn't feel weird about going to the bathroom. I'm like, you pull your kids out of school, stand up in front of the school board meetings, right? The Department of Justice has declared parents that protest at school board meetings domestic terrorists. Not me. It's a DOJ memo. They may have pulled the memo and said, oh, well, we were wrong. But that's the mindset of, quote, the middle-of-the-road Democrats.
Yeah, they didn't pull it because they were wrong. They pulled it because they got caught.
You got it.
And they didn't like all the heat.
The FOIA request, right, the Freedom of Information Act request that went in and pulled government employees, because those emails belong to us.
Right.
Pulled their emails, correspondence between school boards, between presidents of school boards, the left-leaning. And I think we have a messaging problem. Because when we say things like this, they go, you're a wacky right-winger. And you say, no, no, no. This is a school board that allows children to pretend to be cats. Like, I mean, it's funny, I guess, if it wasn't true. You would say, nah, that never happens.
That doesn't... No, but you're right. It's interesting that we used to go talk with these kids. We used to get them the help they needed. We got people to help them.
Yes.
You know that we have trans species now, people that...
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
These are people.
And that, you just see that one guy spent $72,000 on plastic surgery to have his nose taken off, his ears taken off, and he's actually going through tattoos to have the leopard dots or whatever they are put in his body. Now, here's my problem. Why isn't he in an institution? And where are these doctors that are performing these operations? Why aren't their licenses being suspended? You see, you have the same dumbfounded look on your face that I have. What are they called? When they believe they shouldn't have a limb? Have you seen those?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a psychological deal,
right? Where they
right?
actually have a limb removed.
That's right.
Why hasn't that doctor lost their license?
So when you see people like this, when you see this, it used to be the fringes, and we would feel compassion as a society.
Okay.
And we would feel it's time for you to go to an institution to get your medication back on track, to get this delusion that's going on in your mind. We got to fix that, right? You got to get your family close to you, your friends. Kind of folks around. And instead, we all have to play along. Right? When people wore a mask and they walked down the street by themselves, walking a dog, and nobody pointed and laughed and said, you are a crazy person. Right? When people are walking by themselves in a grocery store and they're wearing the same mask that was in their back pocket, that was now on their rearview mirror. Not in their purse or their jacket, right? Virus. And they wear the same mask 15 days in a row. And nobody says, sir, would you like a rabbit's foot with that? Because I think it'll help. Right? All of us had to pretend that everybody else was okay mentally. And I have to call you a cat or a dog or a male or a female, whatever you may or may not be. Why did that become okay?
Here, listen to this real quick, and we're going to be close to time.
Yeah, hit it.
So for me, gender is complicated because... I would rather not be associated with it to the point where I would rather not be a human or even an animal. I would like to be an inanimate object. So I use it's pronouns, but nobody uses them for me. I just have them in my bio. Nobody's comfortable with them. But I would like people to use them because that further removes me from the gender binary to the point where I am just an object, just a piece of grass, if you will.
I don't even know what to do with that. Listen.
Unbelievable.
Tell people where they can find you, where they can get. I figured I'd end your day with that.
Oh, thanks. No. Yeah. Hey, you want to get a hold of us? Send out tfswealth.com. T is in Tom, F is in Frank, S is in Sam. tfswealth.com. That's us.
And we'll put it up on our website. Joe Basidio, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here with me tomorrow.